This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We launch into the third hour of this program, live Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the latest attack politically against Uber and other ride-sharing companies. Uber has now been hit with a $650 million fine, according to the state gang in New Jersey. $523 million in overdue taxes. They say Uber owes them $523 million for back unemployment taxes, going back to 2015, and because they haven't paid it, they also owe another $119 million in interest and penalties for the last 4 years on top of that.
I bet they'd settle for just the back taxes.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
But
then they'd just set a precedent that's absolutely, you know, that would put Uber out of business. And
right.
Ultimately, that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, well, no, they don't want to put them out of business.
Yes, they
want them
to
get money out of them.
The taxi cab.
Oh, you think they're doing the taxi cab business?
And the people who own the companies are far better connected.
In New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be true. But Uber is not going to go away, at least because of state action against it. If they go under, it's because they haven't actually made any money yet, from what I understand. They're highly in debt and basically running off of venture capital. And they're
got a lot of users.
They're not winning what they're trying to do yet. But it's an interesting model, and it was a very disruptive model. It's something that we've been following closely, or to some extent, here on Free Talk Live over the years. I do like the idea of decentralized rides, ride sharing, as they call it, the gig economy, letting people make their own choices, not having to have a centralized authority over things as far as, you know, getting from point A to point B. I think that Uber and Lyft are a stepping stone in the right direction. I don't know how, you know, I don't think that they are the ultimate goal. I think a truly decentralized ride sharing app is a better solution, but that while there is one of those that exists, it's called Cell 411, it hasn't really taken off yet, unfortunately.
Well, one thing about a more centralized, profit-driven, app company is that it's got marketing, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And marketing matters.
Yeah. So, anyway, they're saying that Uber owes them $523 million in overdue taxes because they want Uber to be classified as an employer. They want the drivers, who are clearly independent contractors, and that's what it's – having done it myself, I was an Uber driver for a short period of time. I've gone through the process of becoming an Uber driver, and it's crystal clear that, hey, you're not an employee. You're a contractor. You get to set your own hours. That's one of the big attractions for people to drive for Uber, because you can – sure, there are people that do it full-time, and that's their only thing that they do, but a lot of their drivers are part-timers. They're folks who already have a job or a business or whatever it is that they do, and then on the weekends or at nights or whenever they want to, they can log into their Uber or Lyft apps or both and start accepting rides and make a little bit of extra money. So that's a big attraction for the people that want to work for them. And if these states like California and New Jersey are successful in their bid to force Uber to change to an employment-based company, then that's all going to go away. All of a sudden, you won't be able to select your hours with Uber. All of a sudden, they're going to start telling you what to do. If they do indeed stay with the, you know, if they're forced into this business model and they stick with it and they don't just, you know, leave right. The United States.
If you're an employee, then, well, you got to do employee things.
That's right. So anyway, back to the story here from CNET.com. They're talking about a law that will be going into provision or into effect in California in January 1st. of 2020. They believe that's going to change things for Uber, but they're fighting it with $90 million behind a ballot initiative that voters will vote on in November of 2020 out there. Uber and Lyft's business models depend on bringing aboard hundreds of thousands of independent contractors whose labor is typically cheaper than that of employees. That's because Uber and Lyft drivers supply and maintain their own cars and also pay for their own health care and benefits, such as sick days or overtime pay, because those things don't exist for contractors. You can work as many hours as you want for Uber and Lyft, and you don't get paid more if you work more than 40 hours. And you know what? That's okay. A lot of people would be all right with that. A lot of folks in the employment world who have jobs would love to work more than 40 hours. Let's say that's what they get, because, you know, some jobs you only get like 20 hours. But let's say you're a 40-hour-a-week employee. Most businesses will do whatever it takes to stop you from getting more than 40 hours in that week because they don't want to have to pay you time and a half. They just won't do it. They'd rather hire on other people to get those extra hours because they don't have to pay them as much than to pay you, the employee that's been there for a while and you know what you're doing, to pay you the time and a half. And that's really frustrating because some people would be willing to not get time and a half if it meant they could work another 50 or, you know, work 50 or 60 hours at the same job rather than then having to go and get a second job and juggle the hours and the schedules between two different jobs just so they can get enough money in, you know, to get their bills paid and take care of things. But it's the government that creates that requirement. The government stands in the way and says, whoa, we're here to help you. We're going to give you more than what you get paid. We're going to give you time and a half if you can just get those hours over 40. But the businesses won't give them to you because they're forced to pay you.
I'd go work at a job for 10 hours a week just for the benefits. I mean, you know, as a guy who
won't get benefits at 10 hours a week.
I know, but I would if I would be willing to work at a job if I were to get the benefits. At 10, you know, 10 hours a week. I don't want to work 40 hours a week at a job for benefits.
Sure.
I would be willing to work at a place for 10 hours a week if I could get the benefits out of the deal.
As I a bet guy, you would.
As a guy who's run, you know, worked his own small business for close to 20 years.
That's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
So anyway, New Jersey is sending a message, according to the executive director of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, sending a message that the state's labor laws aren't dictated by corporations. It's a stinging rebuke of the architects of the gig economy, and we hope it permeates across other sectors. Even if Uber's drivers were determined to be employees rather than independent contractors, Uber says the $650 million in New Jersey would be too high, particularly if it's based on what the company has earned in the state. Uber didn't disclose the revenue it generated in New Jersey over the past 4 years, but its combined revenue for all the markets where it operated in 2018 was $11.3 billion. So there's not much more to say on that particular story. Rest assured, Uber is going to be fighting this. They must pour, I don't know how many millions of dollars every year.
So they're not profitable. All the losses.
All the attorneys. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not easy to be an innovator in a field where, like you pointed out earlier, you're challenging the taxi cab workers. You're challenging these really just established businesses who for decades have thought they owned their customers. That they thought they owned their business, you know, the marketplace through regulations that they've had passed and forced down the throats of their smaller competitors. And then Uber and Lyft came in and changed everything, and they are not happy.
Yeah, not only, but Uber and Lyft expanded the marketplace. I'm sure plenty of business has been taken away from taxi companies.
Mm-hmm.
But
rightfully so.
At the same time, there are lots of people paying for rides that weren't previously paying for rides.
Because of the convenience factor?
Right, because it's easy to do, and mm-hmm. it's fast, and
yeah.
there's somebody right around the corner to give you a ride.
In a lot of cases, it's true.
As opposed to picking up the phone and calling
and waiting
in. Waiting 45 minutes for a taxi to come get you and all that stuff.
If they don't forget you or whatever. Sometimes right. people call and the cab doesn't show up or whatever. Yeah, you're right. They've definitely brought a new level of competition to that industry. And the fact is, when that happens, the old guard doesn't like it. Well, it's been this way for our lifetimes, and that's the way it should always be.
Imagine how the people who invested in taxi medallions in New York City feel right
now. Oh, they're burned.
They're totally burned. I mean, those things were up to, I believe, $1 million a piece.
Yeah.
And now they're worth, well, not worth less.
It's a fraction.
But they're a fraction. And You know, if you bought one with the hopes of it going up and it went down, that feels really bad.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. If you want to comment on Uber and Lyft, the gig economy, you can join us here. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition. And, of course, you can join us on our Discord server where you can call in and sound almost like you're sitting here with us over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Are you sick of hearing the same crap on libertarian podcasts? Inside jokes, interviews of the same person you've heard 50 times? Then you need to listen to the Lava Flow podcast. No nonsense and to the point. Get the information you need and get out. You won't hear the latest libertarian circle jerk news here, but instead hard-hitting anti-statist news with me, Roger Paxton, shooting from the lip. Lava stands for libertarian, anarcho-capitalist, voluntarist, and agorist. And if you think you fit any of these categories, then this is the podcast for you. Listen now at thelavaflow.com to find out what's rustling my jimmies, what's in the news, the latest bad cop, stupid stuff statists are saying, and so much more. You can find out more and subscribe on any podcatcher at thelavaflow.com. That's thelavaflow.com, part of the Pax Libertas Productions podcast network.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Doing a live Saturday edition. edition of the show. You're always invited to join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. You don't have to talk about Uber and them constantly being targeted by these taxi cab businesses or their you know, protectors in state governments.
You could talk about Airbnb instead.
Also under attack.
Yeah, they
in
hate
various
that.
Different places. Hotels do not like Airbnb.
No, the next door neighbors don't like it much either. If a, you know,
really,
if somebody rents an Airbnb for a huge party, mm-hmm. and you know blows the place out,
is that common?
It's not uncommon.
Really,
happens a lot.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not saying it's most of the Airbnb rentals. I would say it's a small fraction, but there are a lot of Airbnb rentals,
mm-hmm.
and so you get left with this, I don't know, dead chicken in the dryer or whatever.
Wow. Well, I don't imagine that would result in that user getting very good feedback.
I don't know much about the Airbnb system. I've only used it a few times. And
okay. Yeah, I've used it a couple times myself, and it's been great. Real nice places and affordable prices. So, but that's what the hotels don't like. They don't like the fact
yep.
that people are undercutting them. And if you don't like people being next door to you partying, then don't live in a neighborhood. Go and get a piece of property where you don't have neighbors, and then problem solved. Anyway, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I think that's probably a pretty uncommon thing that happens, Mark, because a lot of the Airbnb folks actually live in the houses that they, they're renting out. They're usually just like renting a room or something like that. So I don't think you're going to get away
sometimes,
with it.
Sometimes, often
party.
Times, you can get an entire house.
You can, yeah, for sure. So we got more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Also want to let you know about helpmetakebitcoin.com. If you're ready to start taking cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Dash and Bitcoin Cash at your local business, then you need to go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through it. And most importantly, you're probably used to like filling out a bunch of paperwork and applying and showing ID and begging permission from banks to take things like credit cards and all that. None of that applies with HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They don't need to even know who you are to take cryptocurrency. So you're instantly approved. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's free also to accept cryptocurrency, so you don't have to pay any ridiculous fees to do it through HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They've got apps for iOS and Android devices, even just a plain old web browser, HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Mike is on the line listening on FM to WVFT in Tallahassee. Hello, Mike.
Hi there, guys.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I just would like to respond to your previous comments about poor Uber and Lyft and how all the governments pick on them and the folks that drive to them are independent contractors and they're not employees. And you guys were talking like you knew about the law when, in fact, you don't know what the laws are.
What law?
Have you ever looked up the laws about how to classify workers versus independent contractors?
I've read articles on it, but I haven't read the law itself.
So you've read articles about it. You haven't done any research.
Can you enlighten me? This is why it's an open lines phone. So you can pick up the effing phone and call in.
That's what I'm doing.
Then go right ahead, sir.
Have you ever heard about the ABC laws about how to classify workers?
Tell me more.
Nope, I don't think I heard of that.
Okay.
I did say in that piece that I am not a, I'm not some kind of labor lawyer.
What do we need to know here?
Well, you were talking and going on about how you knew this and how you used to work for Uber and that you knew that they were independent contractors.
Yeah,
according
it's pretty crystal
to you.
Clear.
And I'm just calling to tell you that you're wrong.
Okay, but what part
he's
about
saying,
it?
What Ian said, and this is really specific, he said from his experience, he read the terms of service when he signed up, and they were very specific that you were a independent contractor.
It's not
contractor.
Even in the terms of, I'm sure it's in the terms of service, but they make it pretty clear.
When you're signing up.
That you're a contractor. So, like, what am I missing here?
Well, you're going like whatever Uber and Lyft say is the fact and come down from Moses and the Ten Commandments.
Should it matter?
But I'm asking you. Well, hold on, Mark. I'm asking you to tell me what I need to know here. If Uber and Lyft are withholding some sort of information or whatever, and by the way, I'm not a fan of these companies, okay? Uber is not good in a lot of their business practices, so I'm not like some sort of Uber subservient, obedient, Well, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. It's sycophant. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. So
you're not actually an English teacher, Ian?
No, I'm not either. So what is it that I need to know here? You're saying that I'm missing something about classifications, so please go ahead and clarify.
Well, one of the things that you're forgetting about is the ABC test, and I'm not an expert either. I'm just affected by these laws as well. And one of the things, if you're in the same business that they're in, you know, if you rented a car to the person who was doing the driving, then that's a totally different business. But if you're in the same business, you're an employee. And if they give you directions, if they give you an app, that's a tool. If you supply tools to these people, if you drive and if you give directions to them, and if you tell them what to wear, if you tell them what kind of car.
Okay, hold on. Slow down here. The tool in this case isn't a tool that assists you with doing the job of driving someone somewhere.
Right, you bring your own car.
You can use your own, you can use whatever mapping tool that you want, right? Like you can use Google Maps, you can use Waze.
You have to use your own.
The app is a matchmaking app. What the app does is it connects you to a rider, someone who wants to take a ride somewhere.
It's a tool. And if you take directions, if they tell you where to go and how to get there, you're an employee. Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Well, I mean, if I hire somebody to fix my toilet, they have to come where the toilet is, right?
They pay you, they tell you where to go. They tell you when to get there. They tell you what to wear.
No, they don't. Right? It's the customer who tells you where to go.
Mm. Well, then you're going by the saying where the folks that have the app are just a technology company, when in fact they're a transportation company. They're not a technology company. Because they provide
transportation.
That's
your opinion.
They're a transportation company with no cars.
That's your opinion, okay? And that has nothing to do with whether or not someone is an independent contractor. Your best argument so far is to claim that the app is a tool. That's the best claim that you've made so far. Everything else has been completely hollow. Huh?
No, it sounds like you guys are on the take for Uber and Lyft, and you don't even want to listen to what I say. You're discounting everything that I said.
I don't believe
that's because you're not.
Because that sounds to me like, you know, when they started out, I thought this is brilliant. It turns people into independent contractors. And if they want to work for Uber or Lyft, then they will. And if they don't, they won't.
They follow the laws the same as the cab companies do and the same as transportation companies.
The laws were written in part by the cab companies. I mean, you know what a controlled marketplace is, right?
Do you work for a cab company? Just curious.
Perhaps.
By the way, I don't own any stock, and I wouldn't own any stock in Uber or Lyft because I'm not a fan of the way they run their businesses. Mike, if you actually have a real point to make, you know, call another night. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I'm sorry you weren't persuasive at all. But
I did
pull
up ABC thing.
I pulled up the ABC test here, so we'll take a look at it because he didn't really explain what it was. He just kept citing it.
Well, he's upset.
He's a cabbie. 855 450 free. Busted. 855-450-3733.
You can bring up,
great. You can bring up whatever you want here. I'm not against cabbies. You know, there's some decent ones out there. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Massachusetts Senator and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, Senator Elizabeth Warren, is campaigning in Waverly, Iowa, where she says the government needs to take on big corporations.
It is time for a president with the courage to enforce our antitrust laws and break these guys up. Yes, big ag, big tech, big banks, enough.
President Trump will be visiting an Apple manufacturing plant in Austin, Texas next week. The White House says the president will tour the facility with Apple CEO Tim Cook on Wednesday. Apple reportedly scrapped plans to move production of its Mac Pro from Texas to China after the administration agreed to exempt computer parts from part of the new round of tariffs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about the business of Uber and Lyft and these ride-sharing companies that have really got some taxi cab people's panties in a wad. We just had a gentleman call in that we outed as a taxi person. And again, you know, I'm not saying
his points invalid simply because
his points were invalid because they were, you know, uninformed. But he was accusing us of being uninformed about the so-called ABC test, which actually, now that I've looked at it, we have looked at this before on the air because we have talked about this issue of independent contractor versus employee. People like the caller, I think it was Mike in Tallahassee, want to believe that that Uber and Lyft and these other ride-sharing companies actually have employees, not independent contractors. And he made the argument that, well, Uber tells you where to go and how to get there, and they tell you what to wear, and they, you know, you're supposed to follow these rules or whatever.
I'm sure back in the day, the farriers and the candlestick makers had all their arguments against the car and the light bulb out there and why they were bad. You know, when those cars, they get above 30 miles an hour, they suck the air out of your lungs. And, you know, that electricity, it's deadly. You touch it and you die. Well, somehow you're just not going to back off progress. This Uber has been around too long and people are too enmeshed in this technology to stop this. It's on. And this is what, this is the price that people demand for being transported around. I worked as a cabbie. I know what it costs to get, you know, some person, some mom who doesn't have a car from her house to work when she missed the bus. I know what that costs. And it was like $15. You can get it for a fraction of that from Uber. And there, it's going to be faster. I can usually get picked up by Uber in 10 minutes.
That doesn't mean that Uber's a great company. I'd just like to clarify. He seemed to think that we were some sort of paid shills for Uber. They, one of the first things they did when I joined Uber back in, I don't know, 2015 or whenever it was they cut the rate that they were paying out. It was 80% of the given fare would go to the driver. And within a couple months, they'd cut it to 75%.
Way, taxi, when I was driving taxi, it was only 50%. 50.
Sure. But then again, they're paying for the upkeep on the cab.
I'm just saying.
Right. Well, in the case of the ride-sharing companies, you have to pay for the upkeep on your car. It's your responsibility because you're an independent contractor.
The cab was crap, and it was never as clean as I would have liked to have
been. Of course, because other drivers are in there, right. And, you know, it's not yours. You don't have control over it.
That would be what I would prefer to have.
Right, and so that, you know, that's what you're given with Uber. You kind of can do your own thing. Some of the Uber drivers, for instance, will have little perks for their riders that are they're certainly not required to have. Like, remember, Mark, we were in Vegas recently for Freedom Fest, and we took a few Ubers while we were there, and I think one of the guys had, like, bottles of water in the back, you know, in the back seat, little holders, yeah. And, you know, crack a bottle of water, it's included. You know?
It's right. It what it does is it drives up the service in the industry. More right. Competition creates better service.
Well, and the individual.
I never considered for a second getting bottles of water when I was driving a cab
right.
20 years ago or whatever it was. Never considered getting bottles of water for my clientele. I did give tours around the city. I was from the city, and I knew what went on things. I happened to know what was going on in live theater. I'd have people who would specifically ask for me because I was, you know, I don't know, a good conversationalist or
sure.
Whatever. But yeah, I never thought of water.
Right. That some of them will offer you a power cord for your phone. You know, hey, do you want to plug in or what do you want to listen to? So, I mean, it's all up to the individual drivers.
When's the first time we're going to get somebody's downloaded malware on their phone through because they took the offer of plugging in to the Uber?
I've never heard of that happening.
Not yet.
I don't think it really works that way.
I don't know how it works. That's what
just
scares
power,
me.
Just a power cord, man.
Okay.
You don't really have to worry about that.
Okay.
Usually you have to authorize data transfer and like when you plug in a power cord.
All your naked pictures right out there on the internet.
It's just power, man. So anyway, the claim here on this ABC test, because the caller kept bringing up, well, you don't know about the ABC test. All right, well, it's not hard to find out what this test is. According to a small business website, thebalancesmb.com, they say the California, so from a California ruling, so again, California is one of the most stringent states when it comes to these rules. Number one, so they say that you're only an independent contractor if each of these three factors are met. One, the worker is free from the control and direction of the hiring entity in connection with the performance of the work, both under the contract for the performance of the work and in fact. So the caller was suggesting that Uber tells you which way to go. Not true. Not true. You can choose to use whatever direction-giving app you want, or not. If you know your way around the city, then you can just get yourself there, and as long as the customer's happy with it, then it's fine. As long as you get the customer to where the customer wants to go, and the customer's okay with how you got there, Uber has had no input whatsoever.
Do you have this ability to sort of run up the meter, though? Let's take a long way.
That's why I say, if the customer is happy with how you've gotten there, if you're going the wrong direction, and the customer's like, hey, what are you doing? Well, then they're probably going to leave you a bad rating in that particular case. And Uber, and I presume Lyft as well, will kick you off the platform if you get enough bad ratings. Like if you drop below, I think, 4 stars, you're basically at risk of being disconnected from the service as a driver. We'll tell you the other 2 points on this ABC test here in a moment. But Jerome is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Jerome. You're on the air on Free Talk.
Yeah, sure. I just need to bring up a couple of things from this past week. Trump called himself the most transparent president in American history.
The most transparent what?
President.
The most transparent president in American history, but yet he continued to stonewall when it comes to getting his tax returns, out for people to find out what he's hiding. Because now he's going to Supreme Court, and everybody knows he stacked that with some of his own cronies. So how is that going to get by? How are they going to get the tax returns out to the public when you know the Supreme Court's going to, like, rule in his favor because he stacked them with people that he personally picked? And the other thing was his son.
How's that democracy thing working for you?
It's good to be king.
I would say that you're correct that Trump is full of it, as it were, when it comes to claiming to be the most transparent.
He's a liar, just like every other politician.
However, I would say good for him for not giving up his tax returns. I think it's a silly thing to have the American press pouring through your tax returns.
Yeah, but then on the other hand, he's all over Biden about his darn wealth and having him investigated by Ukraine. So how does that work? And then is John Kerry talking about he wishes his last name
Trump,
to Biden?
It's not
so
like
he
Trump hasn't been
money.
Investigated. I mean, they've been investigated. They're all up in his butt with every kind of stethoscope they can find.
Yeah, but then you got Don Jr. talking about he wishes his last name was Biden so he could make a lot of money off of his father's name. Does he realize who he's related to? I mean, what an absurd comment. And then he's got his girlfriend sitting right next to him, who's a lawyer and Hispanic, by the way. I found out that she's half Puerto Rican. I wonder how that is going over in the family since she keeps talking about Spanish.
I don't think they think much about it at all.
Murderers.
If it was a problem with her ethnicity, presumably we would have heard about it, right?
Well, that shows what a phony she is because he speaks about...
They're all phonies, dude.
Yep, this is the process. The best liar wins.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about these guys. They're phonies, they're scum, they are awful, and so are the Democrats, and so are the Republicans, and so are the Green Party people, and so are a lot of these people that are searching for power over other human beings. I mean, they're all bad, dude.
Okay, I'm not going to win any arguments with y'all, so...
It's no argument. They're all bad. All politicians are lying scum. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Not all.
Well, except for Ron Paul. I mean, he's pretty honest. But he's no longer a politician. So, pretty much all of them. 855-450-FREE. If they're going for a federal office, they're probably corrupt as hell. Just look out. Don't believe a word they say to you. Because they just want your vote so they can get power and tell you how to live. Or on the way, this is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. In the remaining moments, we have enough time for you if you want to join us now. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You're invited to ForkFest 2020, the fourth annual ForkFest. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, a very beautiful location called Rogers Campground. This coming 2020 ForkFest is going to be, I think it's going to be the biggest one. This year's was bigger than I expected it to be. It grew quite a bit between year two and three. This was the third year this year. And I expect it's going to grow more into 2020. Plus, it's now going to be happening later. So it's going to be 2 weeks later than it was this year. Because previously, in the last 3 years, ForkFest happened before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the festival that ForkFest forked off of. And in 2020, it will be happening after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it will actually be warmer, considering that it was actually pretty chilly when we first showed up at ForkFest this year. It's cold in them. There are White Mountains, even at the end of springtime in New Hampshire. So we will actually be into the summertime, so it will be a good solid week into summer when ForkFest starts in 2020. And it will be going all the way through Independence Day. So it's actually going to be June 29th through July 5th. So Independence Day will be the final full day, the final night of ForkFest 2020. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And another aspect is that essentially we can market ForkFest all the way through the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which
That's
was
right.
on the week before.
Correct.
To, you know, people who are up there looking for a good time and they
want to stay.
Yeah, they want to stay.
And there's no ticket. Because there's no central board of organizers, there's no bureaucratic, you know, nonsense, there's no control that, you know, you would expect from a festival. There's no, again, access that you just have to pay for the camping site, you know, with the campground. Follow the campground's rules, and there aren't too many of them, and you're going to have a good time. It's a great event. Go to ForkFest.party. It's an unofficial website.
When you say not too many, too many rules, this place lets people open carry guns.
Well, yeah, they do.
They do.
As a matter of fact, I've seen people that open carry guns, and they don't seem to care too much about marijuana use. And you know, it's a pretty laid back campground. I like it. So get your reservations in now because or as soon as possible, because the campground for decades has had a history of doing a fireworks show on Independence Day weekend. And so there's going to be other people in the park besides Forkfesters. So it's going to be bigger, not just because Forkfest is going to get bigger, but also because other people who don't even know that we're going to be there are going to be in the park as well. So it could be, I'm not going to say it's a sellout, but the park's going to be pretty busy on that weekend. Yeah. So you want to reserve your space sooner rather than later. Forkfest.party, you can link over to a Telegram chat room, a Forkfest forum, and connect with some of the other Forkfesters there. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We're talking about Uber and Lyft and whether or not they are independent contractors or the people that work there, or drive rather, are independent contractors or employees. You can also bring up what you want. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Jerry's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, it's Gary, but that's no problem.
Sorry, Gary. Go ahead, sir.
No problem. Now, that guy that called in is another mad, pissed off taxi cab driver. I'm an Uber driver.
Okay.
And I've been driving for Uber for several years, and you're absolutely right. They're gonna end up screwing themselves if they keep treating their drivers. Their support system stinks for the drivers and so on. But listen, if you're an employee, then they're pulling payroll taxes out of you, which they don't. But
right.
You are, and everything you said is exactly right. And I get the middle finger from these taxi cab drivers all the time.
Really?
They've had a monopoly on this industry for decades, and now they got some competition. They don't know how to deal with it, and now they're all pissed off because, you know, you got guys out here that are killing them. And all I can tell you is that capitalism, if you believe in it, adjust and adapt. You know, they got to do what they got to do to get.
Well, they would rather use the violence of the state to protect their position. I mean, if all you've been getting is the middle finger, you've lucked out. Some of these Uber drivers have had their cars attacked physically by cab drivers, by angry cabbies smashing out, their brake lights, for instance, boxing them in to try to keep them on the side of the road and just to harass them in as many ways as possible. I mean, it's outrageous.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've had more than a middle finger. I had one road rage me pull up beside me and try to run me off the road one time because he was all mad at me and everything. But, you know, that's fine. I don't get mad. I'm like, whatever, you're just showing your butt. That's why I've got my dash cam in there.
Nice.
I start pointing at my dash cam, and I'm like, okay, do it there. Once you point at that dash cam, that'll defuse the situation 90% of the time. And they chill out. But anyway, I just wanted to go in there and say he's full of it. You know, we're out there. We're just trying to make a little extra money. Some people do it full time. I don't. But I've been doing it for over 3 years now. And it's a great way to make a little extra money. Although when I first started, I was making a lot more money than I am now. And I'm getting pretty much.
What are they down to? Because as I was saying, when I started, it was like 2015 or something. It was 80%. Then they cut it to 75%. What are they paying out these days?
You know, I'm not even real sure, but I've definitely seen the memos that come over tell you that there's been. They don't tell you they're cutting your pay. They give you a little memo saying that there's been a change in their policy, and you got to agree to it. And
we've made adjustments.
To be honest with you, I don't read it. I just go out there and do my thing and whatever. But
cool.
But yeah,
Gary.
But you're absolutely right. Let me tell you something. You call for an Uber, especially here in Myrtle Beach, it's very rare you'll wait 10 minutes because there's everybody and their brothers down here is just doing it. That's another reason why there's been such a reduction in pay, because there's just so many people doing it. But you call for a taxi and you're going to be waiting. So, you know, these guys, if they want to compete, you know, figure it out. That's all I can
say. I'm with you, Jerry. Great call. Thanks for sharing your experience with us here tonight. So again, he's not a huge fan of Uber and Lyft. He's got criticisms about how they handle support for their drivers, and Uber's a big company. They're a massive corporation. They're not great, but they did innovate better than the cabbies did, than the cab companies did.
Well, I mean, the cab companies don't listen to the cabbies. I mean,
sure.
Let's be serious.
I didn't mean to target the cabbies themselves, but the companies. But some of the cabbies, as he pointed out, are very very bad behaving individuals, and they are anti this competition. Let's go to Don in Michigan, listening to WBCK in Battle Creek on FM. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. Hey. I've really only got one experience with Lyft, not Uber, but Lyft.
As a driver or a rider?
As a rider.
Okay.
And I can tell you about that after I've dealt with my other comments, if you like. But
sure.
I'm not very experienced with them. It wasn't as all that I thought it was cracked up to be. But what I want to talk to you guys about is a little bit ago, and it took me a while to catch your phone number because I was driving. You guys were going on about time and a half and benefits. And, you know, I hear you guys bouncing stuff off each other. And I don't want to call you a couple of idiots, but you're uninformed. You really are.
Okay, what are you missing here?
About.
Okay, so what you're missing here is this. I work in a factory, and I've been there for a while. Right now, I am hourly. I was a one-time salaried and in management. And you guys were talking about, oh, the government makes you offer this. The government makes you do this and that. You have to pay time and a half. Well, we value our employees. You know, if we get somebody new in there who doesn't know what they're doing, we pretty much have to assign somebody to stand over them.
You just got really muffled. I don't know if you moved your phone away from your mouth or something like that, but it's got hard to hear.
I think I did. I was taking off my coat because I just came in the house.
Okay, you're
but,
go ahead.
So, anyway, like I said, when we get a new employee in there, we have to have somebody pretty much watching them full time. They'll hurt themselves.
Sure.
They'll, somebody else, they will turn a whole lot of product into junk in no time at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we value our employees because they're trained and they know what they're doing. And when we, have, more work than typical, we don't need to bring somebody else in to do that work for straight time.
That's great.
We love to have our employees do it for time and a half because
cool. It's
cheaper.
I'm glad to hear that. And there's certainly some companies that don't mind doing that. I didn't mean to say that all companies behave the same way, but would you agree that there are definitely companies out there who will do everything they possibly can? Usually it's low-skill jobs, right? Like
try retail,
you know, retail or restaurants or fast food. Huh?
Well, even some of these low-skill jobs, you got to have people who know what they're doing. You know, like I said, we value our employees. We offer benefits. We offer health insurance, vision insurance, dental insurance. We want to retain our employees. We offer not only matching on a 401k plan, we offer a defined benefit program because we want to keep
I'm really glad to hear that, Don. We don't need to go through all the benefits, but
yeah.
I appreciate what you're saying.
We're not doing a pitch for you, looking for your company.
What he's saying is that the high-skilled jobs are more likely to treat their employees better.
Right, but I mean, you know, everybody on this show has worked a crap job,
yeah. And
these crap jobs often do what you're saying.
Is
avoid paying people.
They max you at 40 hours. That's the end of it.
Yeah, the time and a half that you want.
So I'm glad, Don, that you work for such a great company, man. Thank
yeah, awesome.
You for calling and
Cheers.
Sharing that with us. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. A couple people calling in right now. You're calling too late. Call earlier in the show, and we will get you on. See you tomorrow.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.